This recording accompanies the language ab initio examination. Paper 2. Listening Comprehension for English, May 2023.
Cet enregistrement accompagne l'examen de langue ab initio, épreuve 2, compréhension orale d'anglais, May 2023.
Esta grabación acompaña el examen de lengua ab initio, prueba 2, comprensión auditiva de inglés, mayo 2023.
The start and end of each audio text will be indicated by this sound.
Le début et la fin de chaque texte audio seront indiqués par ce son.
El inicio y el final de cada texto de audio se indicarán con este sonido.
The end of the examination will be indicated by this sound.
La fin de l'examen sera indiquée par ce son.
El final del examen se indicará con este sonido.
Text A. You now have 3 minutes to read the questions.
You are going to hear two friends, Amy and James, discussing a trip to the movies.
Hi, James. What shall we do this weekend? How about the movies?
Good idea, Amy. I haven't been for months.
I went last week, but I'm very happy to go again.
So, what film do you want to see?
I like films with lots of action, so I'd like to see The Robbery 3.
I don't like action films so much. How about a comedy?
I don't usually find comedies that funny, but I do like science fiction.
Me too. Ideal.
Then how about this one? Journey to the Outer Planet.
Yes, let's book it. Oh, great. There are seats at the front. I always choose the front seats at the movies.
Yeah, I prefer to be close to the action, too.
Okay, done. All we need now for the perfect afternoon is popcorn.
Definitely not. That's one thing I really don't like. But I'll share a bag of candy with you.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second time.
Hi, James. What shall we do this weekend? How about the movies?
Good idea, Amy. I haven't been for months.
I went last week, but I'm very happy to go again.
So, what film do you want to see?
I like films with lots of action, so I'd like to see The Robbery 3.
I don't like action films so much. How about a comedy?
I don't usually find comedies that funny, but I do like science fiction.
Me too. Ideal.
Then how about this one? Journey to the Outer Planet.
Yes, let's book it. Oh, great. There are seats at the front. I always choose the front seats at the movies.
Yeah, I prefer to be close to the action, too.
Okay, done. All we need now for the perfect afternoon is popcorn.
Definitely not. That's one thing I really don't like, but I'll share a bag of candy with you.
You now have 2 minutes before hearing the recording for a third and final time.
Hi, James. What shall we do this weekend? How about the movies?
Good idea, Amy. I haven't been for months.
I went last week, but I'm very happy to go again.
So, what film do you want to see?
I like films with lots of action, so I'd like to see The Robbery 3.
I don't like action films so much. How about a comedy?
I don't usually find comedies that funny, but I do like science fiction.
Me too. Ideal.
Then how about this one? Journey to the Outer Planet.
Yes, let's book it. Oh, great. There are seats at the front. I always choose the front seats at the movies.
Yeah, I prefer to be close to the action too.
Okay, done. All we need now for the perfect afternoon is popcorn.
Definitely not. That's one thing I really don't like. But I'll share a bag of candy with you.
You now have 2 minutes to finish answering the questions. Text B. You now have 3 minutes to read the questions.
You are going to hear a radio program about two landscapes. Lisa is interviewing Tom.
Welcome to the program. Today, we are here in the National Park exploring the landscape with Dr. Tom Kumar. He is a researcher in geography at our local university. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you, Lisa.
So, Tom, I understand you've brought us here because it is where two different types of landscape exist next to each other?
That's right. As you can see, the mountains end here, where we are standing. Below, the valley is quite different. The land around us, here on the mountain, is mainly rocky. This is great for walkers. However, the only thing farmers can use the land for is sheep.
Let's stop here for a moment, then look down to the valley. So, what's in the valley?
As you can see, there are lots of small villages and woods near a large river. The river has many bends and looks like a snake. The land is flat, and the water flows slowly.
And there are no sheep in the valley?
No, but the land down there is very green and good for farmers. That's why you can see many farms with lots of cows and, over there, all those fields for growing different crops.
So, to finish, which do you prefer, the mountains or the valley?
The mountains.
Me too. Thank you for your time today, Tom.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second time.
Welcome to the program. Today, we are here in the National Park exploring the landscape with Dr. Tom Kumar. He is a researcher in geography at our local university. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you, Lisa.
So, Tom, I understand you've brought us here because it is where two different types of landscape exist next to each other?
That's right. As you can see, the mountains end here, where we are standing. Below, the valley is quite different. The land around us, here on the mountain, is mainly rocky. This is great for walkers. However, the only thing farmers can use the land for is sheep.
Let's stop here for a moment, then look down to the valley. So, What's in the valley?
As you can see, there are lots of small villages and woods near a large river. The river has many bends and looks like a snake. The land is flat and the water flows slowly.
And there are no sheep in the valley?
No, but the land down there is very green and good for farmers. That's why you can see many farms with lots of cows and over there, all those fields for growing different crops.
So to finish, which do you prefer, the mountains or the valley?
The mountains.
Me too. Thank you for your time today, Tom.
You now have 2 minutes before hearing the recording for a third and final time.
Welcome to the program. Today, we are here in the National Park exploring the landscape with Dr. Tom Kumar. He is a researcher in geography at our local university. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you, Lisa.
So, Tom, I understand you've brought us here because it is where two different types of landscape exist next to each other?
That's right. As you can see, the mountains end here, where we are standing. Below, the valley is quite different. The land around us, here on the mountain, is mainly rocky. This is great for walkers. However, the only things farmers can use the land for is sheep.
Let's stop here for a moment, then look down to the valley. So, what's in the valley?
As you can see, there are lots of small villages and woods near a large river. The river has many bends and looks like a snake. The land is flat and the water flows slowly.
And there are no sheep in the valley?
No, but the land down there is very green and good for farmers. That's why you can see many farms with lots of cows and over there, all those fields for growing different crops.
So to finish, which do you prefer, the mountains or the valley?
The mountains.
Me too. Thank you for your time today, Tom.
You now have 2 minutes to finish answering the questions. Text C. You now have 3 minutes to read the questions.
You are going to hear a teacher giving instructions to students about a school trip.
Today we are here to talk about our study trip to the UK. In this morning's meeting, we will go through the timetable, transportation, and baggage. In the afternoon, we will talk about the study program and sightseeing. So, let's get started. A bus will take us to the airport. We will leave right on time at 7:30, so make sure you get here a little earlier. When we arrive at the airport, we will go through to the departure lounge. You are then free to have breakfast, but make sure you know the departure gate and time. When we arrive in London, it's important to stay together. Even though going by taxi or train is quicker, we'll be using the underground because it's much cheaper. When we arrive at the school, do take some time to relax. After that, we will have lunch in the cafeteria with the principal. She will welcome us, show you your class timetable, and give you a map of the school to help you find your way around. Now, I'm going to hand out these notes, which tell you what you need to bring. So, in addition to your passport and your phone and phone charger, what else should you bring on your trip? Well, money is just as important. You will need to remember to bring some cash. £50 is ideal. It is best to bring 10 or 20 pound notes because £50 notes are not always accepted. The weather in London will be quite warm, so you won't need too many clothes. However, there is a chance it may be wet, so bring a waterproof coat with you just in case. A gift is a good way to show your thanks, so you should take something for your host family. Our local food is always a good choice, but probably not our fresh fish.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second time.
Today we are here to talk about our study trip to the UK. In this morning's meeting, we will go through the timetable, transportation, and baggage. In the afternoon, we will talk about the study program and sightseeing. So, let's get started. A bus will take us to the airport. We will leave right on time at 7:30, so make sure you get here a little earlier. When we arrive at the airport, we will go through to the departure lounge. You are then free to have breakfast, but make sure you know the departure gate and time. When we arrive in London, it's important to stay together. Even though going by taxi or train is quicker, we'll be using the underground because it's much cheaper. When we arrive at the school, do take some time to relax. After that, we will have lunch in the cafeteria with the principal. She will welcome us, show you your class timetable, and give you a map of the school to help you find your way around. Now, I'm going to hand out these notes, which tell you what you need to bring. So, in addition to your passport and your phone and phone charger, what else should you bring on your trip? Well, money is just as important. You will need to remember to bring some cash. £50 is ideal. It is best to bring 10 or 20 pound notes because 50 pound notes are not always accepted. The weather in London will be quite warm, so you won't need too many clothes. However, there is a chance it may be wet, so bring a waterproof coat with you just in case. A gift is a good way to show your thanks, so you should take something for your host family. Our local food is always a good choice, but probably not our fresh fish.
You now have 2 minutes before hearing the recording for a third and final time.
Today we are here to talk about our study trip to the UK. In this morning's meeting, we will go through the timetable, transportation, and baggage. In the afternoon, we will talk about the study program and sightseeing. So, let's get started. A bus will take us to the airport. We will leave right on time at 7:30, so make sure you get here a little earlier. When we arrive at the airport, we will go through to the departure lounge. You are then free to have breakfast, but make sure you know the departure gate and time. When we arrive in London, it's important to stay together. Even though going by taxi or train is quicker, we'll be using the underground because it's much cheaper. When we arrive at the school, do take some time to relax. After that, we will have lunch in the cafeteria with the principal. She will welcome us, show you your class timetable, and give you a map of the school to help you find your way around. Now, I'm going to hand out these notes, which tell you what you need to bring. So, in addition to your passport and your phone and phone charger, what else should you bring on your trip? Well, money is just as important. You will need to remember to bring some cash. £50 is ideal. It is best to bring 10 or 20 pound notes because 50 pound notes are not always accepted. The weather in London will be quite warm, so you won't need too many clothes. However, there is a chance it may be wet, so bring a waterproof coat with you just in case. A gift is a good way to show your thanks, so you should take something for your host family. Our local food is always a good choice, but probably not our fresh fish.
You now have the rest of the time to finish answering the questions.